Speak on it.
You're listening to Speak On It, brought to you by the Black Poet Residency and the Hamilton Youth Poet. This hour-long show features music, art, poetry, inspired and discussed by a number of Hamilton's young artistic community. We are live from the quarantine zone via a Zoom or WhatsApp call. Usually we are in the studio, but due to social distancing and self-isolation, we are doing this over the interwebs. We apologize for any technical or sound quality issues. And as always, the discussions and topics that we may get into might be triggering. So listener discretion is advised. You're listening to Speak On It, brought to you by the Black Poet Residency and the Hamilton Youth Poets.
The only face in a crowd that I know. Dear April, are you watching him? Are you watching him dance? Dear April, we were safe for. You could take two strangers, leaning left and right, at a certain place and time. Like you took these strangers and our two strange lives. It made us new, it took us through. Woke us up. I believe that no matter what, it make us new, take us through it, and wake us up again. What we had won't be the same now, but you will make something new. Like you took these strangers and our two strange lives. It made us new, it took us through, it woke us up. I believe no matter what, take us through. And wake us up again. And what we had can't be the same now. But you will make something that'll take you through. It'll wake you up again. Just like you made me do. Just like you took me. Watching them dance.
My license expires in August. I'm nervous.
COVID.
Nervous.
Oh yeah, because yo, when you drive, right? Because like when you do your driving test, bro, you're expected to do everything hand over hand. You're doing everything properly.
But when you're driving, that's not why I'm nervous.
Why?
I'm nervous that I won't be able to get it because of the corona.
Oh.
And I have to start over again.
I think maybe they'll make an exception.
They have to look, make an exception.
You should look into it. Oh, that's good to know. Eddie's been driving around with the G2 his whole life.
Some kids are like, oh, I like this grade. I'm going to just stay in it.
Yeah.
That's like Eddie with his driver's license.
Just want to post up in the G2.
Yeah. That's a fact. I'm sticking with it.
Like Snoop Dogg and Mac and Devin go to high school.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny. That's funny.
I like this license. I'm gonna stick with it. That's nothing I need.
I mean, I can't even talk. I don't have my license yet.
So. That's true.
Yo, your hair is glistening, son. What's the word?
So I picked it up the other day.
Yeah.
And it was a catastrophe. It was like all the way up here.
Okay.
And then like all around. And so I just been trying to get my curls back.
Okay.
I've been using Cantu.
Oh, Cantu.
Shea butter.
Shea butter. Okay.
That's why it's glistening.
Nice. Did you ever braid your hair as a kid?
Yeah. Downstairs. Yes, a couple times. Yeah. And it hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Cause I had lots of hair and then I didn't like take care of it. And so my parents just cut it all the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't it, so I just grew it out in grade 9.
Nice.
Yeah. My parents would never let me braid my hair.
What? Never. I used to do it when I was like, when I left the house. I was just braiding my hair. I was like relaxing it. I was dyeing it different colors. And I think my hairline's receding as a result. So let that be a lesson to y'all.
It's okay. I'm gonna have to. My hairline's gonna recede too. My
Chad,
bad.
You have Pantene Pro V hair. What were you talking about,
bro? Nah, but like the hairline itself, when you look at it, is going back.
You got hair for days. You can give hair away.
Well, let's hope. My dad's lost his hair.
Okay.
Like every time he goes back to Kurdistan, he like does surgery, and like there's like some surgery.
Kurdistan.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely not like fully 100% above board in Canada, but over there.
Right. Kurdistan is above Iraq.
It's in so Kurdistan is in Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Turkey.
Okay.
Right? Like it's made up of those four nations. It's just like we have our own government and everything.
Right.
It's just it's all corrupt. Like that's the problem we got. Is the government is corrupt.
And what language? They Kurdish. Speak Kurdish, right?
Yeah. Kurdish.
Forgive me if I'm incorrect, but is it also not recognized as a country?
No, it's not recognized as a country either. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go back, do you go, which side do you go to, Syria or Iran?
Iraq.
Oh, so Iraq side. Okay.
Erbil, to be exact, like it's a city called Holer.
Okay.
In Kurdistan, yeah, it's a really like apparently that's like the party city, which is dope because my parents were born there too.
Okay. Saddam Hussein messed up the Kurds.
But the messed up thing is my parent. Like I went back, I didn't know they, but like. My parents liked Saddam Hussein, even though he messed up the Kurds. But like, I think what was happening was the regime was more stable. Like it had more rules under him, although he was
using gas and stuff, from what I remember.
Yeah, bro, my parents were running from that.
Yeah. And have you been back recently?
Yeah, this summer actually. This summer was the first time I went back in like 12 years.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, so it was crazy. It was crazy. I was having a blast, honestly. Like the heat wasn't even all that.
Right.
Like,
okay.
It was dry. It was really dry. Like in Canada, you get the heat, it will be 30 degrees, but then the weather network will say it feels like 35, 40.
Right.
Over there, it will be 50 degrees out there, but it will feel like 45, 40.
Right, okay.
So it's the opposite type of thing. So, like, in the long run, it's the same type of heat. It's just over there, I was sweating way less than I would sweat here.
Right. Is it like desert terrain?
Yeah, yeah. It's more like desert mountainous regions.
So, like, beaches, not really?
Nah, there wasn't that many beaches, honestly. Yeah, because it's in, like, the middle. There isn't really any, like, large water sources.
Right, okay.
So it's not on the shores or anything, so.
Don't.
It was still fun, man, honestly.
Yo, you know what's so funny? I remember, like, when I was in first year university.
Convict music. Uh-huh. See, I can kind of recall a little ways back. Small trying to ball, always been black. And my hair, I tried it all. I even went flat, had a gummy curly top and all that crap now. Just trying to be appreciated. Nappy-headed brothers never had no ladies. Then I hit the barbershop real quick. Had them give me little twists and it drove them crazy. Then I couldn't get no job. Corporate wouldn't hire no dreadlocks. Then I thought about my dogs on the block. Kinda understand why they chose to steal and rob. Was it the hair that got me this far? All these girls, these cribs, these cars. I hate to say it, but it seems so flawed. Cause success didn't come till I cut it all off. Little girl with the pressing curl. AJ, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. At 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life. To become the woman that I had inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time I saw that. Your expectations, no, no. I am not my head. I am not the skin. I am the soul that lives with. Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. It's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey, I am not my head. I am not your skin. I am not your expectations, no. With nothing to lose, posted with the way you cap. And the cops wanna harass, cause I got babes. Ain't seen nothing like that in all my days. Man, you gotta change all this fearance. They be judging one another by their appearance. Yes, India, I feel you, girl. Now go ahead, talk to the rest of the world, cause the way I wear my hair make me a better person. Cause the way I wear my hair make me a better friend. Oh, there's a way I wear my head, determine my integrity. I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer, chemotherapy. Took away her crown and glory. She promised God if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world.
Yo, you know what's so funny? I remember, like, when I was in first year university or something like that, I was on the bus going to school. As I'm like, some guy's like, where are you from? I'm like, I'm Ghanaian. He's like, oh, you're African. I was like, yeah. And he's like, he's like an older, like, Ghanaian guy. He's like, name me all the countries in Africa. And I'm sitting here. I'm going through them. I'm like, yo, it's Chad. I think I got to like 15. I started struggling.
Struggling guy. I did, there's an exam that you can take online where it's like multiple choice, either name the flags or name the, identify the flags or name the capitals of each country. I think, I don't know, it was out of 56 or something. I got like 44 or something, I don't know. But most of them I was guessing. I think I really got to go and like memorize that stuff, you know?
It's weird because like if you give me like a quiz and say name all 30 NBA teams, I got you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what I know really well. Let me think about that. What do I know really well?
I know science.
You know science?
Chemistry.
Okay. Let me hit you with this. What's the periodical table sign? No Googling for AU.
AU
is
my gold.
Yo, okay. What about AG?
Silver.
Oh, Jolson, you on point. That's all I know. So
that's all I know.
Isn't there like, what's BR?
Beryllium, I think, or is that BE? BR.
Bromine? Bromine?
Yeah, thing? Bromide or bromine.
Bromine?
Bromine.
I never took a chemistry in high school.
Oh, yo. After I did grade 11, like I did grade 11 physics, right? And I was like, wait a minute, I'm going into business. I don't need science.
I did grade 11 physics, chemistry, and biology this year.
Woo!
All in one. It was all in one course.
Oh, that's tough.
I dissected a pig.
You dissected a pig?
Baby pig.
And a baby pig? Damn, son.
I didn't want to touch it.
That's cold, bro. That's cold.
The worst experience of my life. But I was very against it, and so my teacher like dropped my mark because I didn't want to touch the baby pig.
Right. What did you have to look for?
The small intestine. Well, I had to pull up the small intestine and see how long it was.
And see how what?
How long it was.
Is it pretty long?
It was like 89 centimeters.
Why are you closing your eyes, son?
I don't want to see it. If I open my eyes, I'll see it.
Flashbacks.
I ate bacon this morning, too.
I ate bacon this morning.
You know.
Why you gotta make him talk about this?
I'm gonna eat carrot bacon from now on. Seems like the vibe anyway.
Yeah, turkey bacon is pretty good. Aaliyah, what's good?
I just woke up.
Okay, good morning.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Good morning to you too. My morning.
Be nice.
What time did you go to bed?
Like 5.
A.M.?
What?
Yellow. Whoa.
I couldn't sleep. I'd be trying to sleep, but like my body be like, no.
Yeah.
Stay up. Just, you don't got nothing else to do. Just stay up. But no, I want to sleep. I wanted to sleep, but I couldn't.
Yeah. My wife's every Friday when she was at school, she used to do human dissections.
What? Wait a minute.
Every Friday, we'd be looking at like the throat, the mouth of like dead people. I'm like, damn.
Oh yeah, my friend, she's like, her co-op is in a funeral. Like she does all that stuff. Like she does embalming. She does like what are those, the things called, the autopsy, all those things. Like she's in the actual funeral, like prepping these people for like their funeral and everything. Whoa. And the story she tells me, I'm like, yo, God bless your heart that like you have the stomach to like do those things, because I could never.
Yo, that's too much. Like even on like medical shows, if they cut into like, when they pierce into the skin, I have to close my eyes. I can't watch piercing into skin.
I have footage of the baby pig dissection.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Keep that to yourself, bro.
You don't need to see that.
Okay, we're good.
Aaliyah just woke up, son.
I'm straight though. Like I can watch it. I just don't think I could see it in person. Oh. Like I've watched like surgery videos and like those kind of things. And like sometimes I like close my eyes and peek through my fingers, but I don't feel like I could handle it in real life.
What about, so my mom loves this show and I don't know why. I mean, a lot of people love this show. It's called Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah. Yeah.
The grossest.
I don't want to watch that. That's...
I've seen it. It's like, it's not as bad as it, as you think it
is. The commercials give me nightmares.
I've heard of it, never seen it.
Oh, it's the worst.
So it's happy worst. I haven't heard of it.
Oh, wait. Jolson, do you guys still have to watch that video of like childbirth in high school?
What?
You guys never had to see the miracle of life?
The miracle of life?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we're showing that because it's Catholic school.
Catholic school. Right. Instead of sex ed, you guys watch Jesus.
Yeah, I don't
even need people come to our school and tell us why abortion is wrong. We had this whole like assembly thing, and it was like the pro-life people came and they were like telling us why, like, you know, every life is like worth living and all this stuff. And I'm just sitting in there like y'all really drilling us with this stuff. Like, can y'all just it was like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, this old white man came to tell us why every life is worth living and that, you know, everybody should be given a chance. Even if you're like on your deathbed, like you should still fight for your life. And I'm just there like, yo, how much stuff, like there's only so much suffering people can take, like, but hey, to each his own, I mean.
Yeah.
But that's what they teach us. They teach us about, you know, the morality of everything.
Wow. I remember, yeah. Like, we had full on, like, I watched a lady give birth.
Oh.
And then it was
like on video, right?
On video. Oh, okay. And then, like, my teacher, it was a what's it called, VCR. And then my teacher.
You guys know what a VCR is?
Yeah, of course.
Are you crazy? I have my VHS in my living room. We still
she
watch
rewound
ours.
It. And so I saw the baby go back in, and they played it again.
Oh, wow.
Best contraceptive ever.
Wow.
Go back in?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they... Mm-hmm.
Because, like, when you rewind the tape... Let me explain to you, Jolson. So... So, VCR is, like, things on tape, right?
Yeah.
So, it plays, the light goes through the thing, and then the pictures move, and they play. Yeah, so, when you rewind it, it goes backwards. Like they flipped it and put it in reverse. So watch it go back in.
Yeah, pretty
I've
incredible.
I've seen those videos before, but just under my own discretion. Like, you know, I've watched those and I'm just like, they're like, wow.
On your own discretion? You want to watch that? I'm good.
Have you guys seen these videos of men sort of going through the simulation of contractions? So they attach like electrodes or some sort of electricity to, I guess, the belly area of men, and they can't handle it.
I feel like I hope they had enough women like test that out to make sure it's just as bad as it is in real life, right? Because I don't know if anything can duplicate that feeling.
No, God. I don't think so. But apparently the body releases certain endorphins or
natural painkillers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps you also forget how painful it was. Cause you know, people are out there having 8, 9 kids, right?
Yeah. I mean, like my aunt, my uncle made a joke. My aunt was like, my aunt, after she gave birth to her youngest son now, right? She stubbed her toe. It was like 2 months after.
Yeah.
And then she stubbed her toe. And she was like, that hurt. And my uncle looked at her and was like, wait, you just had a kid 2 months ago. What about that? He was like, my toe hurts. Like, that's the thing of like forgetting the pain, you know?
Nah, like, I don't think that's a pain I could ever forget, man.
What, yeah, like, I gotta give it up to all the ladies, all the mothers out there, because thing is real. The thing is real.
My mom had 5 kids.
Wow. Now, speaking of Mother's Day, how are you guys going to do it? Are you going to do it a bit differently, considering COVID?
Not necessarily different, because we always in my house, like, it's just a like, you know, we always cater to my mom. We're very nice children. You could ask her firsthand. We're very nice children. Yeah. You know, we, anytime she needs something, we get it. Like, my mom just chills and just, you know, relaxes, and we kind of just handle everything. But it's just one of those days, like Mother's Day and stuff. We just, like, you know, we make her breakfast. Sometimes I give her a facial, since I took, like, a lot of Cosmo classes that I'm probably not going to use. So I give her, like, a formal facial, and, like, we paint her nails and stuff. Like, we just, you know, give her a little pampering session.
Mm, that's awesome. And have you always been great children?
Yes.
Wow.
My younger older sister.
Yeah.
Because I have two older sisters.
Right.
Yeah. Me and her, like, we've never really been troublesome children. Like,
now,
is your older sister, is troublesome.
She had a phase.
You know, no, she laid the groundwork, right? You know,
exactly.
It has to go like that in order for the bottom ones to.
I learned that behaving is a genuine currency for, like, mom, can I please do this? Like, I've been really good. Like,
huge.
So yeah, we definitely learned from her a lot.
I need some ideas for Mother's Day. Every Mother's Day, I sort of outdo myself, and it's getting increasingly difficult to live up to the standard or the precedent that I set the year before. I'll tell you some of the gifts. And this year, because it's COVID, I don't know what the situation is going to be like.
Yeah, why a mask?
I have to wear a mask?
No, gift a mask.
I gift her a mask. Yeah. Well, my mom works in the health industry, so she's got lots of masks. In fact, she's sending me some this week. So maybe a golden mask.
What are the presents that you've given?
Okay, so 1 year we got her a trip to Ghana, first class. Another year, well, you know, it's usually like, oh, I'm supposed to plan with my brothers, but my brothers, you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. They always fall through. Another year, we got her tickets to see Michelle Obama.
Y'all really setting the tone.
Another year, we got her tickets to go see Oprah. Last year, got her like a Fitbit for her, you know, Fitbit watch, and you know, those robot vacuums, Roombas.
Yeah.
Oh, those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Another year was Alexa. So, you know, it's just like, I got to figure out what to do this year.
That's crazy. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What's the budget?
There's no budget. It's mom, guy. You know, unlimited budget.
Nice.
Unlimited budget. It's not like pay off her mortgage kind of budget. Let me just put that out there.
For all time, Mama.
Really upset the week leading up to Easter, just with what's going on in the States and how Donald Trump said he wanted to save Easter, which is ridiculous to me. I mean, like, Easter don't need saving.
he saved Easter for all of y'all.
Exactly. And I thought it was just super irresponsible. And I saw some people in the States that were holding, like, you know, mass congregations, and it really bothered me.
The number of pastors that have died from COVID, I've read about three, that they protested against quarantine and social distancing, so they held congregations, and now they're dead.
Goodfoot.
Rest in peace.
But like, yo, like, y'all really don't believe God can hear you at home? Like, are you for real? Y'all don't think God can hear you at home?
Facts.
If you pray right now, you don't feel like God will get the message? Like, y'all are just so adamant to...
Or two or more gathered. Ain't that what he said?
No, not in this time.
Said two or more. That's all you need. But yeah, like, it's just people... Like, it was good. Like, my Easter was really good. This was also my birthday week, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
What did
happy
you do
belated.
For your birthday?
So, on birthday, I went to work in my living room. And then after that, I held a poetry show, which was really good.
It was fire.
Yeah. And then my sister made lobster. I've never had lobster in my life.
You've never had lobster in your life.
It's the most expensive thing on the menu. So I'm just like, man, let me get my fill. Like, let me get this chicken instead. I can get chicken and shrimp or chicken and something else for the same price of a lobster. So I'm like, yo, let me get that.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's me too, still can't lie.
So I had lobster and it was fire. I can see why people charge so much for it now.
Yeah, lobster is really great.
And then, yeah, what else I do? Oh, and then, you know, I made myself some adult juice, watched a movie, and fell asleep.
What's this adult juice consist of?
Juice.
Juice. Well, I
was just wondering. Sipping on juice and juice. Okay, really nice, really nice. Birthdays have turned out to be such weird things during this COVID time. I feel like the presents are limited. The celebration is limited. But I have an uncle who reminded me the other year that in sort of old school Ghanaian culture, birthdays aren't celebrated because it's seen as individualistic. It's more, you know, a celebration of the year going by as opposed to your individual birthday. And I mean, you might notice, you know, a lot of immigrants that come to Canada have like different birthdays, or there's a poem, which I'll read in just a little bit, by Safia Ahilo, a Sudanese American poet. And the book is called January Children. Mm-hmm. And it's just due to the fact that, so in Sudan, at a certain point, I'll read it. I'll read the specific thing. So the January children are the generation born in Sudan under British occupation, where children were assigned birth years by height, all given the birth date January 1st. Mm. So there's like a generation of people with the birthday January 1st when it's not their actual birthday. So, you know, I think in old African tradition, the idea of birthdays were less important. And perhaps even in North America during this COVID time, we might be able to think about birthdays a little differently. Who knows?
Definitely. I think one of the things that I noticed this birthday, we lost somebody, and we lost Joseph, was this weird wrestle that I had to do with my emotions. Just because, like, I'm sad that everything is the way it is. And like, I, much like Jocelyn, like, really thrive off that social interaction, had all these big plans for my birthday, didn't get to do them. But there's this feeling of sadness, but at the same time, this feeling of like overwhelming love among the people that reached out to me. And then feeling bad that I had felt sad, despite all the love that I was receiving. So it was a really interesting mix of emotions. But towards the end of the day, there was just this feeling of just great gratitude, especially when I got to perform. Yeah. And if anyone does have any birthdays coming up, it's going to be, I encourage you to just take a moment to yourself, reflect, try and have some gratitude and some grace for yourself in these times.
Yeah. I think on that note of, like, I don't know what it is, but I don't think my parents know their birthdays. No, I'm dead serious. Because, like, I don't think they recorded that. So, like, my dad was born January 1st. That's, like, when we celebrate his birthday. And my mom was born July 1st. I don't know if that's it. Because I don't think they recorded that. I'm serious.
He's like, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure if y'all got that right.
My laptop is lagging and y'all look funny. Y'all are freezing, like.
But honestly, I don't do much on like a regular year for my birthday anyway. Like, I've never had a party or like anything big happen. The most I do is like go out to eat, and you guys like Uber Eats for that. So the most I'm probably going to do is order some food, you know, try to like pull myself together and look decent for my couch, and, you know, enjoy some food, maybe order myself a little present, even though everybody's doing retail therapy and the flipping mail, all the, like, delivery is going crazy right now. My, we ordered, because my old computer is like in shambles, it's hanging on by a thread. We ordered a new computer, and they're like, "You're not getting that till May." And I'm just there like, "What? We ordered it like 2 weeks ago, so we'll have to wait a whole month for my computer." Like, it was still in the facility. It didn't even get shipped out yet because of how backed up the orders are. But it finally did. We got the notification yesterday that it finally got shipped out. So we'll be getting it this week. But yeah, that's something that's going crazy. These businesses are capitalizing off of this time like no other. It's crazy. Even like with the new phone that Apple just put out, they're just trying to, it's a money grab. They're trying to snatch some money up in this time ASAP. But
yeah, and it's a new phone, but it's cheaper than the regular iPhones.
Exactly. They're trying to grab some money quick. But yeah, I guess
Amazon. Amazon is actually now worth $1.1 trillion.
Yeah. And I have a part to play in that because I ordered some stuff from Amazon, not going to lie. I got those LED lights for my room because I'm like, I'm going to be stuck in here for like however long. I might as well deck this place out. Oh. So I got these LED lights, you know.
Running, 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 running higher, ascending higher. Cells will transmit and then we begin to build our own nation while levitating. Chakras are glowing while we are floating on the ocean. I'm feeling emotions.
Quarantine cribs.
So I know we spoke about potential writings. I want to read some work from a couple of books. This is a book from Alessandra Naccarato, who edited my first book, Black Abacus. And this book is under Book Hug Press, and it's called The Reorigin of Species. It came out last year. However, it seems like a lot of the poems deal with isolation and loss and nature and catastrophe, pandemic. What's happening now? In a weird way, it seems almost serendipitous that this work exists.
Well, what does that mean?
Which, serendipitous? Mm-hmm. It's almost like a magical timing. Yeah.
Oh, yes, because now we have entered the fourth month, correct?
Yeah.
It's 2020.
Yeah.
Right. And I saw this thing. Each somewhere in the States, in this open field, a pillar has been added of the corners of each year, like 2018 to 2019, or something like that, until 2020. And there's four pillars. And they say that 444 is a holy number.
Well, in supreme mathematics, which is studied by, if you want to do some interesting readings, there's a group of Black individuals in Harlem who follow something called the Nation of Gods and Earths. And so a lot of rappers are part of this. A lot of rappers are part of this, religion, if you would. It's an offshoot of the Nation of Islam, but some of the rappers include Busta Rhymes, Erykah Badu, Black Sheep, Large Professor, AZ, Guru, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, Nas, members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
It's the Black Illuminati.
You could say something like that. You could say something like that.
Sure, like I swear it is.
So DJ K Slay, LL Cool J. Look, so you know what? Have you heard when people say "Peace God, Peace God"?
Mm-hmm.
That's from the Five Percenters. Pardon me.
Have you heard of Father Divine?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard of Father Divine. Yeah. That dude's on something else, bro.
So they have supreme mathematics. So their supreme mathematics is: one is knowledge, two is wisdom, three is understanding, four is culture or freedom, five is power or refinement, six is equality, seven is God, eight is build or destroy, nine is born, and zero is cipher. So have you heard the word cipher before?
Mm-hmm. I heard it before. I forgot what it
means. Yeah. So this idea of... Exactly. So it's in lots of rhymes. So the idea of the cipher or the circle of rhymers comes from this religious practice. So I just put it in the chat there. And so sometimes what they'll do is they'll do these exercises in supreme mathematics. So they'll be like, hey, yo, 1 + 4 = 5. So knowledge plus culture equals power of refinement, right? Mm-hmm. You know, 7 minus 8, you know, is -1. That's -1 wisdom. So they have all these kind of like different, and they'll just stand around in a group in a cipher and just spit off supreme mathematics. It's pretty cool. You can look it up. But back to this poem. So this poem by the book Reorigin of Species by Alessandra Naccarato. I'm going to read a poem. It's called It Could Be a Virus. It could be your mother. Could be the toilet seat in fifth grade or wearing your swimsuit all that sunny day. It could be the fish. It could be the fish you ate that swallowed the worm or microplastics. It could be that bad pair of shoes, herpes zoster or herpes simplex or cytomegalovirus, inherited DDT, Fukushima radiation, copper poisoning, dental amalgams, or a chemical injury. It could be your personality, your father's silence, the year your sister would not eat. It could be that time you were rejected from art school and lost your virginity after eating bad shrimp. Could be disappointment, multiple sclerosis, or rheumatoid arthritis, your malaria treatment in a clinic with no running water, parasites, or your tendency to complain. It could be PTSD or blood cancer. The test came back fine, celiac disease, arrhythmia, or your refusal to think positively. It could be the tick that bit your areola, like you were at a party in Montreal. It could be the wolves they shot, the deer that overbred until Lyme disease went viral. It could be pollution, or loneliness, or maybe bacteria. It could all be your fault. It Could Be a Virus by Alessandra Naccarato off of Reorigin of Species by Book Hug Press. So what sort of things do we take from that poem? What do you think that the author's talking about?
I don't think it's more of like, because like this was written before like all this quarantine stuff, you know?
That's right.
That was more of a virus. Like, I think it started off as talking about like a virus,
yeah, that
slowly transformed into like a virus, like mentally, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I was thinking, I was like, as you read it, I had like a somewhat of a slideshow, but like in my head, you know how like, you know those like video campaigns saying like stop polluting and stuff?
Right.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you know how they add in dramatic music? That's what I was visualizing the poem. So it's like, so, like, it didn't stay on one topic, but had all the same mood or emotion.
Yeah. You know, when they talk about the virus, it's very interesting. You know, in the pandemic, we have a lot of anxiety that's happening around, a lot of people cheating the system. So I feel like the author could be saying, you know, greed could be the virus. Anxiety could be the virus or a result of the virus. Hate, the racism towards Asian people, that could also be a part of the virus. Being scared could also be part of the virus. You know, the fights that happen when you're enclosed with people for a long time, that could be part of the virus. So I think the author is just thinking about bringing this idea of the word virus to a larger context.
And you know what the funny thing is? Scientifically, viruses aren't seen as living things. They're not. Bacteria are living things, but not viruses. So, like, it becomes to a stage where, like, it's not alive.
Right.
But it's just moving.
Gone to November. To all you ladies out there crying all alone in your room. And all you fellas going down south, not making it back. May the Lord bless your soul. I love you, girl.
Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5, so I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother. Girl, I gotta leave, please don't cry. When I come back, you know the limit's the sky. I'll take you out to dinner to your favorite spot. Feed you an aphrodisiac just to get you high. Drive by movies, by a cemetery. If my corpse can talk, then I would tell you I was sorry. Life stars are the rich and famous. Some die with the name, some die nameless. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5, so I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You'll give a kiss to my mother.
We had none, I had to do some. So I'm knocking on heaven's door like I'm Bob Dylan. Never contemplating the charges I'm facing. My newborn son, I hope I see his graduation. Take him to the movies, by the cemetery. If my corpse can talk, then I would tell him I was sorry. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Some die with the name, some die nameless. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5, so I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother, to my mother.